This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know this headline made people a little nervous, and it had to do with the mysterious hepatitis cases, or the hepatitis cases of unknown origin, that's been affecting, looks like, multiple children in multiple countries. And one culprit that's being investigated is the kids' puppies, or dog, in the house. And UK officials are looking into a link between these kids getting hepatitis and the dog. Now, nobody has to get rid of the dog. We all love the dog. I mean, if I was a parent and I had a kid and I was worried about the kid, I still wouldn't get rid of the dog. I love my dogs. I love my cats. I love my animals. So nobody needs to panic. This is something that's being looked at, but it's an interesting theory. So a publication from the UK Health Security Agency discuss what they found, and they are looking at with the 163 children that were reported during their time period. Remember, in America, the CDC a couple weeks ago shared information on the first nine cases reported in Alabama. And so we don't really have a lot of new data yet in America. We still have the data in America where a couple weeks ago the numbers were about, I think we had 109 cases. Let me see if I have, I don't know if I have anything new on that. I think there were 109 cases, over 25 states and territories affected. According to NBC News, 90% of the American cases required hospitalization, 14% had required liver transplants. But that data is 2 weeks old, so I don't have new data yet. I tried looking up new data this morning, didn't have it. But we do have data from UK. And UK looked at their 163 children sample size, and they state review of UK trawling questionnaire responses has found relatively high numbers of dog-owning families or other dog exposures in cases. 64 of 92 where data was available, hence 70%. They say the significance of this finding is being explored. Pet dog ownership is common in the UK. So I agree. You know, I don't think we need to panic. A lot of us have dogs. So when they say, well, gosh, 70% of these kids that end up having hepatitis had a dog, yes, it should be looked at if there could be a dog association, something that the dog could have carried, the adenovirus, whatever. But if, you know, the majority of people have dogs, that you got to, you know, you have to relatively see what the relative risk is. They say pet dog ownership is common in the UK. There are limited data on background rates of pet ownership in families of young children. Non-household dog contact reporting may include transient, non-significant contacts, and the nature of trawling questionnaire investigations mean that some responses may be high through the play of chance due to the large numbers of questions asked. So what they're saying is when families are, you know, a little panicked, their kid has hepatitis, and there's all these questions, and they're large, and they're like, okay, yes, no, yes, no, yes, or do you have a dog? That, you know. And you don't think you're, I mean, when somebody says, do you have a dog? I mean, yes, I would say yes, but I don't necessarily relate my pets to dogs or cats. They're individuals in my family. So Shaky Boo is Shaky Boo. Yes, he's a cat, but I don't think of him as a cat. You know what I mean? So they say maybe... people might not be thinking, you know, or they had an animal, you know, for a few days, it didn't work out, they let the animal go, week or two later, child got sick, they currently don't have the pet. So multiple cases of this hepatitis inflammation of the liver has been reported in multiple countries. Over 100 cases are under current investigation in the United States, I think 109. Five died of severe hepatitis. And we're talking about kids. Now, we don't think it's a reaction to the COVID vaccine. As I've said, most of these kids were not eligible for the vaccine. And from what we understand, most of the kids that, like these kids in Alabama, I don't think any of them had the COVID vaccine. So right now, they don't think that's an issue. But they are looking at a variety of theories. Adenovirus, 41. This maybe it's a complication of COVID. Maybe the lockdown induced decreased immunity, causing kids to be more susceptible to viruses. Maybe it's a new virus variant. Maybe it's a new lab leaked virus. Maybe chronic sanitizer or cleaning chemical exposure. Maybe because kids have gotten sick during the winter and now with COVID, they're on Tylenol or acetaminophen. In fact, the UK is even looking at paracetamol use. But the working theory that our government has is this adenovirus type 41. And adenoviruses are in dogs. Dogs, though, have canine adenoviruses, and I believe they get vaccinated for it. I don't think adenovirus 41 necessarily is in dogs. And I don't believe a dog adenovirus would jump to a child. Or I don't think adenovirus 41 jumped from a dog to a child. But something they need to look at. They said another link is the paracetamol or acetaminophen use, what we have in Tylenol. But, you know, like I said, so many people take Tylenol. So you have to look at the relative. They say approximately three-quarters of respondents in data for England mentioned paracetamol use. Fewer reported ibuprofen use, none reported aspirin use, because we don't give aspirin to kids. So they say while paracetamol is an important hepatotoxic agent in overdose, there have been no reports of paracetamol hepatotoxic presentations or histories from any other clinical units. So the reason why that isn't a huge working theory is, okay, we've had Tylenol, paracetamol, and acetaminophen generic for years. Hasn't caused these hepatitis cases in kids to that degree. But what is new is parents might be loading these kids up so they could go to school and get the fever down. So it is going to be interesting to see if parents might have given too much, maybe told kids to take a swig rather than a teaspoon. So that is interesting. So the CDC thinks that the adenovirus 41 might be the case, but a bunch of these kids also tested positive for Epstein-Barr and other things. So we'll keep you posted on that. Watch for nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, poor appetite, fever, even upper respiratory symptoms, yellowing of the skin, headache, fatigue, and yellow eyes. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are going to be, looks like, dealing with this baby formula, this infant baby formula shortage for a while. Once you shut a plant down, and it's understandable how they needed to investigate because there were a couple children that died, but and some children that got sick. The problem is if you shut down a plant, we need to then look at whatever stockpiles we have, reevaluate where we're shipping the stockpiles we have, and look at the other, shall we say, plants. And so Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden is now investigating the drug maker and formula producer Abbott Laboratories. He's also investigating their low tax rates, allegedly, and alleging that the company's investments in stock buybacks may have driven the nationwide baby formula shortage. Uh-oh. Wyden, in a letter to Abbott Chief Executive Officer Robert Ford, highlighted the company's tax rate, which averaged 12% over the past 3 years, and $8 billion in stock buybacks in recent years. He says, I have long been concerned that windfalls from sweeping tax cuts for mega corporations enacted, he says, by the 2017 Republican tax law would be used for padding the pockets of corporate executives and wealthy shareholders, he said in a letter. Bloomberg News is reporting, it appears my concerns have been validated in this case as Abbott chose spending billions on buying back its own stock instead of investing in critical upgrades to a plant essential to feeding our nation's infants. An Abbott spokesperson did not immediately respond to requests. As you know, Abbott's plant had to be shut down in February after 4 children who had been fed formula became sick with Coronabacter Nakazaki, and 2 died. No further cases of children being sickened by formula have been reported since CDC closed its investigation 5 days ago. FDA is, I guess, is working out a deal on when Abbott can reopen that Sturgis plant. Abbott said its products are not to blame for the illnesses and deaths. Top FDA officials said on a call with reporters Monday evening that it's too early to tell. Too early to tell. I mean, they've been at it now for almost 3 months. I don't get it. They found Tom Brady's jersey. I keep bringing this up. Tom Brady's jersey got stolen a couple years ago. They found it in Mexico within 48 hours. And they can't figure out where the bacteria came from after 3 months of something domestically. So they say the shutdown exacerbated the existing shortage of baby formula, and the crisis has intensified with stores seeing inventories exhausted by panic buying. So House Energy and Commerce Committee announced on May 25th hearing with Abbott Senior Vice President Christopher Calamari. There's going to be a testifying hearing next week with FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, as well as Nestle, S.A. Gerber Vice President Scott Fitz, Reckitt Ben Kaiser Group PLC, Senior Vice President Robert Cleveland, Khalif. Anyway, so Biden's investigation asked Abbott to provide details about their tax strategy and what investments have been made into the Michigan plant. It's the latest step in a broad inquiry into how large pharma companies use a tax code to slash their tax rates. Okay, so here's the thing, all right? Okay. This formula shortage is multifactorial, and it is based on, to me, before the recall, we had supply chain issues, factories that were limited in the amount of people who could work in a workspace. I don't remember all the Michigan rules, but I remember Michigan was one of the more strict ones, prompting a lot of controversy. So less workers, less production. Less workers, less supply. So supply chain crisis gripped every industry. It's still currently gripping restaurants, hospitals. There's supply chain issues. Then on top of that, you have then the recall. Infants were sick, needed to look at the plants, make sure that there wasn't bacteria contamination. Understandable. But the problem we have today is not only because of the supply chain crisis and because we had to close one of the biggest plants, but we don't have stockpiles of formula. We don't have extra. Why not? We have stockpiles of COVID vaccines. We have stockpiles of ZMAP or whatever for Ebola. We have, and we know this because when we had our very first Ebola patient in the United States that had traveled from West Africa, they said, we have no ZMAP, we are completely out. Completely out, it was our first patient. Where is the rest of the ZMAP? So we assume that there's stockpiles of things, tons of stockpiles of things. And so, top secret. So when we're told that there is no stockpile of baby formula, who the hell is in charge of that? If there's a catastrophe and, you know, humans need food and there's supposed to be food in every city and, you know, where's the formula? Nobody thought of the babies? So that doesn't make a lot of sense. And that also doesn't make a lot of sense that there are alleged warehouses that Representative Kat Kamak found with pallets of baby formula at the border. So if you look at the whole thing altogether, it looks like very bad management. And another big question that nobody's answering is, why is this all on Abbott? Where's all the other formula companies? I mean, like we saw with the narcotic fiasco, where narcotic and overdose deaths are rising, yet, you know, some of the pharmaceutical companies are getting vilified, and they're the ones that are, you know, taking the heat, but we got drugs coming in from China, the cartel. Drug overdose deaths are rising. The pharmaceutical companies have not been peddling the drugs or doing whatever they were accused of for a while. So my question is where? What about all the other companies? Why was one plant closing down so detrimental to all these stores getting it? I get it, it was a big plant, but why aren't there more baby formula plants? Who's planning? Is it that nobody wants to get into the formula business? Is it that it has to be a pharmaceutical company because this formula is so expensive to make? And because of COVID and all that, it's not really worth doing a startup company. I mean, nowadays, you know, if you're looking for a company and or you know, where there's demand, obviously it's baby formula. And then we also have, which some people have spoken out about, but I understand because as a working mom, I couldn't breastfeed the whole time. But we do have a huge shift away from breastfeeding. You know, moms used to breastfeed and they used to not have to go back to work so they could breastfeed. Or if they did, they brought the babies with them. I brought my baby to work so I could breastfeed him. It was very difficult. Didn't make a lot of milk because of the stress of work and running around. Wasn't like being able to be home. So I didn't really have a lot of milk, and I had to supplement with bottle. But I breastfed as long as I could. But, after 6 weeks to a month, I still had to feed him. So I used formula. But we do have this lack of enthusiasm for breastfeeding, which, you know, is now putting moms in trouble. I saw a patient yesterday, a child who was sick. And I talked to mom about taking him in, and I'm like, you know, is he being fed? And she goes, oh, yeah, I breastfeed. So, you know, luckily she has a good milk supply. But a lot of us don't. We work, we're busy, so it's, you know, or we don't want to breastfeed. We want to have the flexibility of somebody else feeding the baby or dropping the kid off at daycare. So our formula shortage is compounded by so many issues, and then it appears to be huge demand at the border if people are coming with babies. So, what's the answer? Well, the answer to me is don't have one plant the say-all, end-all of if we're going to have an issue with formula. I mean, you know, we were having shortages before all this happened, but now it really got accentuated. And then, you know, let's have a much faster inspection system. This happened 3 months ago. 3 months ago, and the plant is still closed? Getting them back up to speed, getting people to come back to work. I mean, they might need National Guard to come in. I don't know, but you're going to have to get trained people to come back. And if people don't come back to work, that's going to be an issue. So it's multifactorial. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
North Korea is readying an imminent intercontinental ballistic missile test as U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to travel to South Korea this week. This, according to UPI and a South Korean national security advisor, U.S. and South Korean officials have warned in recent weeks that North Korea is also getting ready to conduct a nuclear weapon test. Biden will arrive in Seoul on Friday for a three-day visit. A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty Wednesday to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. As part of the plea deal, Thomas Lane will have a count of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dismissed. The state is recommending a sentence of 3 years for Lane and has agreed to allow him to serve time in a federal prison. You're listening to USA Radio News. While protesters continue their siege at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court members over a leaked court opinion draft regarding abortion, Justice Clarence Thomas hit back against the elite media. Thomas during a conference last Friday.
One of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Tens of billions of dollars will be spent on supporting farmers, addressing the fertilizer supply crisis, and developing land for food production. According to the U.S. Treasury, the Asian Development Bank will contribute funds to feeding Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, and the African Development Bank will use $1.5 billion to assist 20 million African farmers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I understand parents are pretty concerned, you know, with the acute hepatitis cases, with the baby formula shortage, with these new variants of COVID. I get, you know, parents are like, all right, you know, I just want to concentrate on the kids, make sure my kids are okay, because their generation, these Generation Alphas, They've basically been growing up in a very, very crazy world. Well, luckily we have some stability coming from our Medicaid and CHIP programs. And here to join us is Dr. Aditi Mullick, Chief Medical Officer, Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services of the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Mullick, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for having me.
Wow. So, man, I got to tell you, you guys have your hands full. I think you guys must have been pretty, pretty busy. You know, how has enrollment have been? Have you noticed that the numbers have been rising?
Yeah. Yes. So for folks who don't know, Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program are free or low-cost health coverage for eligible children, teens, and adults. One of the provisions that came out of the early Coronavirus Relief Act fund was that during this public health emergency, no one enrolled in Medicaid could lose their coverage. So what that has meant is nobody's been disenrolled in the program. And so as of now, there are over nearly 87 million people, so 86.9 million people enrolled in Medicaid and CHIP, of whom just over 40 million are children.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I love is the message you've been sharing, because we've been trying to get parents to bring their kids back for their well checks, back for vaccinations. But as we've opened with, this has been a very traumatizing time for kids. And I think we need to remind parents to talk to their medical providers about their child's mental health.
100%. And that's why I'm so grateful to you, Dr. Dahlia, for allowing me to be on the show with you today. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And the main reason I'm here is to remind your listeners and parents on the line that Medicaid and CHIP can help support children by providing access to really essential mental behavioral health services, both in person and virtually. And as you said, I mean, we've seen how the pandemic has upended and dramatically changed lives for children and adults. We have seen surges, unfortunately, in levels of anxiety and depression among children on top of what was already 1 in 6 kids having a mental health disorder. And so it's now more important than ever that children have access to and can use behavioral health services that are offered through Medicaid and CHIP.
Absolutely. And so who is eligible?
Yeah, great question. So Medicaid and CHIP are run by individual states. So each state has their own program that provides this health coverage for children up to age 19 and families with low and moderate income. Eligibility generally depends on how many people are in your household and what the family income is, and it does vary a bit state to state. But in most states, children up to age 19 with a family income up to $50,000 per year for a family of four may qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And the simplest way to find out if you or a member of your family qualifies is by visiting insurekidsnow.gov. or by calling 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669 as one-stop shops for information about the program and how to enroll.
I love it. So one question I commonly get on my show that I have trouble answering is, during the Great Recession, we had about maybe 73 million enrollees in Medicaid. And we were hoping that, you know, once, you know, the recession was over and people could get back to work and they could hopefully get, you know, good insurance and ACA, that then the numbers would go down and states would be able to, you know, be able to still, you know, have good funding. But the numbers have risen. Is it that our population is growing, or is it because of COVID? How come we have more now, even, you know, despite the recession ending, even though we're about to go into another one?
And by more now, do you mean more people who don't have insurance coverage?
No, more enrolled. Like you said, I think you said we have 87 million people currently enrolled in Medicaid and CHIP.
Yes. You're saying, why has the number of people on Medicaid and CHIP gone up? Yeah.
So
largely driven by the public health emergency and coverage losses that happened then. But there was also a really important provision in those early days of coronavirus relief funding, where as a condition of states being able to access enhanced funding for their COVID efforts, during the public health emergency, no one could be disenrolled from Medicaid. And so the number in the, you know, roughly mid 70 million per year is in quote unquote normal business time, when people kind of cycle on and off, in and out of the program because of income changes or people move around, because income is the core eligibility requirement for Medicaid and CHIP. But during the public health emergency, no one was disenrolled. And so we've seen like really just very steady increases in the number of people that are covered by these programs.
I love it. I love it. We're speaking to Dr. Aditi Malik, Chief Medical Officer, Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services. One of my listeners is asking, when do you apply, when is the threshold for ACA coverage versus Medicaid? And can you be on both?
Yes. Yes, such a good question. Generally, no. So if generally, no, you cannot be on both. But here's the good news. So for Medicaid and CHIP specifically, there is no special enrollment period. Families can apply for Medicaid and CHIP coverage at any time of year through that website, insurekidsnow.gov or 1-877-KIDS-NOW. And those can direct you to information about the programs and specific eligibility in your state. And you can apply for those programs online, by phone, by mail, in person today. There's no, you know, there's no special window of time during the year when you can enroll. That is distinct from but related to the coverage that folks can get on healthcare.gov. So if parents or other adults need coverage too, they might be able to get Medicaid or financial assistance that greatly reduces the amount that they would have to pay for a private plan. And that's where going to healthcare.gov is your next best resource. So generally speaking, you can't be enrolled in two programs at once, but they are complementary programs. And on healthcare.gov, 4 out of 5, so about 80% of people can find a plan for $10 or less a month. So the goal really is to make these programs as affordable as possible so people can access very much needed health services, in particular mental health and behavioral health services.
I love it. I love it. And you know, these kids, they need help. In the final minute, what else would you like to tell my listeners?
A couple things. I want to underscore that the pandemic has really made these things worse. And that, yes, children are resilient, but there are unique vulnerabilities and developmental implications when it comes to mental health in children. It impacts the way they learn. It impacts the way they behave and handle their emotions. And if those conditions are untreated, can have lifelong impacts. And look, the good news is Medicaid and CHIP can help support children and teens through early screening, access to counseling services, therapy services, medications where appropriate, as well as a whole range of well child visits, dental care, vision, hospital visits, emergency rooms if it's necessary, vaccinations. So these are really, it's a comprehensive set of benefits, but in the context of May as Mental Health Month, really want to underscore that that includes mental health benefits. And insurekidsnow.gov or the 1-877-KIDS-NOW are the two best places to go for more information on how to enroll.
I love it. I love it. Doctor, I really appreciate you coming on. I think we've had you on before, Dr. Malik, and so can't wait to have you back. And thank you for all you and what your team do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nicole asks, wouldn't Medicare for All or health care for all be cheaper than what we're spending on Medicaid, CHIP, and the ACA already? So that's a good question. I can't necessarily comment on the billions upon billions of dollars we are spending on health care now. But, you know, it is interesting because we have Medicaid and CHIP to manage the health care costs of those families that make less than $50,000 a year. And then the ACA, as, you know, we had heard from Dr. Malik, can offer millions of Americans health insurance for around $10 a month. yet, you know, so if you have, you know, 87 million on Medicaid, you have millions on ACA, and they're getting less expensive health insurance. I haven't seen it. I mean, and I get it. You know, I'm middle income on up. So my, you know, premiums are still really high each month. And you know, that's kind of, you know, the disparity of what it did. And so I get why there's some people going, you know what, I'd rather benefit from it too than not. And I understand the controversy and I understand the back and forth. But I do like the idea of not healthcare for all. I think that's just a talking point and something somebody can type and make it look all good as a headline, but they don't, you know, really understand what the practicality of that is. But I do like the idea of somebody being a little bit more fiscal and look at exactly what we are spending. So I believe $152 billion in federal funding goes to state governments for the ACA. And then you have the Medicaid funding. Let me see how much that comes to. It really depends on, I think it it really comes to, here I'm seeing from Alabama, there's $5 trillion in Medicaid services. These are annual Medicaid and CHIP expenditures. I'm looking at Medicaid.gov. So their expenditures appear to be, says here, no, I'm sorry, $5.8 billion, Alabama, $391 million for CHIPs, or a total of $6.4 billion. Alaska, $2.2 billion, Arizona, $13.7 billion, Arkansas. So it's billions of dollars. The United States as a whole spends $645 billion a year on Medicaid and CHIP. Then add that to the ACA, it's about $800-900 billion, almost $1 trillion in healthcare. So, I think Nicole has an interesting thought. Has anybody kind of looked at what exactly would be the cost of this insurance for all if we're already spending all this money? The thing is I think it's going to end up being more. I don't think we're going to save money. And it, because if we're already spending it and it doesn't include every American, then there's, I just don't see, you know, whenever that, you know, the government adds more spending, they don't necessarily cut back on other things. You know, they're not like, okay, well, you know, let's budget per se. So I do believe the spending would be more, but I do like the idea of somebody going, okay, what exactly are you spending money on with the ACA? So what you're doing is, rather than patients being able to just walk into a clinic and get taken care of, you are giving an insurance company thousands of dollars. So the patient only has to pay less than $100 or $200 a year on health insurance. Why not? Why are we giving money to insurance companies? You know, I think there could be a lot of loss of money, not to mention, you know, all the websites and all the, you know, advertisements and the campaigning and the legal battles. You know, it's, you know, but it is also a good question that I was asked previously is, you know, why do we have so many people on Medicaid and CHIP? If we have, what, 360 million people in the United States, let me just try to do some math here. And we have 87, let me see, sorry, I'm doing some quick math here. We have almost a quarter of the population on Medicaid and CHIP. Now, I mean, again, we need to take care of, you know, those that you know, have, you know, issues where they can't take care of themselves. But that, you know, that's a lot of the population. And, you know, we call ourselves one of the richest countries in the world, but when you have a quarter dependent on healthcare such as that, you know, we either have a very tough healthcare system, You know, or we have an issue of people not making income. And I'm a little frustrated by that, that there people can't make enough in income, you know, in order to pay for their medical expenses. Now, part of that could be, that cancer treatment is expensive. CAT scans, MRIs are expensive. You know, it could be also we're an unhealthier society. We're eating more. I went to the grocery store and I told my husband I'll get stuff for dinner. I didn't walk out of that grocery store under $124. Well, it's almost cheaper to go to fast food if I had to feed the family than try to get groceries and put a healthy meal together. And yeah, I bought some milk and I bought some extra food for lunches this week, but that's a lot of money to drop at a supermarket. So, you know, it's cheaper to eat poorly. It's, we have a lot of bad habits. You know, we do have a more obese society, upper income, high income, middle income, you know, all the way around. And so, you know, it is going to be more expensive if you end up becoming diabetic, if you end up having high blood pressure, if you end up having high cholesterol, it will become more expensive. So, you know, suggesting, guys, let's save money and come up with a healthcare system where everybody gets to, you know, have access to a doctor or nurse or PA is probably not going to be that practical because there's just too many medical issues. I mean, you know, people have gotten COVID, they get mild COVID, and I love the fact that they're talking to a medical provider. I wouldn't have it any other way. But in the olden days, if you had a cold, you know, you got through it, you know, might have reached out to your doctor or not, you know, get some rest, drink your fluids, drink some, you know, soup, get over it. Now people are calling, well, I need an antibiotic. I need a Z-Pack for my cold. And yet, well, we can't give Z-Packs for cold. So they want antibiotics. They want, well, now you have to have pharmacies and you have to have malpractice and you have to have, you know, I mean, they made medicine so gosh darn expensive now. You know, when I was running my office, once the ACA came in, there was just no way to deal with a 60 to 70% overhead. And trust me, I did a lot of things myself. You know, if I saw that Band-Aids were being tripled on a medical supply company, you know, I'd get Band-Aids at Walmart. I mean, trust me, I knew how to price shop and all that. But still, there's just no way to, you know, the electronic medical software, the, you know, workers' comp insurance, you want to pay your staff well. You know, there's just no way to keep the overhead down. So you close up the office. And then, you know, you work for a company, and we don't have enough doctors that want to work for companies. So it's kind of a bad situation. 1-877-DOCTOR.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.